So we mentioned the idea, yesterday that if a person did not light by the Zman or around Shkia Tzeis, a person can continue to light later in the evening. What is the time limit till how late he can light? He was away by a chasna, he came back late at night. Is there a time limit? When is the time limit? So the Magen Avraham says that a person can light until Chatzos HaLaila, till midnight, till Halachic midnight, which is about five minutes to 12, right at this time of year. It's about Halachic midnight, a person can light, and after that time, he cannot no longer light with a bracha. He says, even lighting at that point in time, he should be doing it. There should be Persumanisa, there should be other people awake. He should light it with when there's other people who are awake who could be able to see the lighting and publicize the nais by doing so. The Chem and Moshe disagrees with the Magen Avraham and says that it's not logical that we should have a situation where a person is all by himself, can't do the mitzvah lachas neiris, because there's nobody else which is available to see the publicizing of this nais. So he says that even a person is all by himself, a person can light with a bracha. And he also says, and this would be true all the way till the Alois HaShachar, till the time of Alois HaShachar in the morning. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal Paskins like this Chem and Moshe, that a person can continue to light even after Chatzos, even if he's only by himself. There's a scenario which a person is going away, he's going out of town, and he won't be back till the next morning. He's traveling, whatever it is, and he wants to light early. Before the Zman, we said the Zman is by Shkia, by Tzeis, is it possible to light early? So the luck is that a person can light from the period of time called Plaga Mincha and onwards. If a person cannot light later, will not be able to light later, he can light by Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is 1 1/4 halachic hours before sunset. So if this time of year, halachic hour is about 45 minutes. It's the time from sunrise to sunset divided by 12. Right now it's about 9 hours from sunrise to sunset, so halachic hour is about 45 minutes. So an hour and a quarter is a little less than an hour. So starting from a little less than an hour before Shkia, Shkia's Chanukah time will be about 4:45. So an hour before, a little less than, about 3:50 and onwards, a person, 3:50, I don't know the exact time, 3:50 and onwards, a person would be able to light with a bracha, do halakas neiris at that point in time. If a person does light from that point in time, he has to put, like you have Erev Shabbos, we light from Plaga Mincha and onwards, there has to be enough oil, or the candle has to be long enough, that's going to last until 1/2 an hour after Tzeis HaKochavim. 1/2 an hour after Tzeis HaKochavim. If a person is given a choice, he can light early or he can come back very late at night. He's coming back late at night, he's going to light at the 12 o'clock at night, or he can light at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but from the regular time he's not going to be able to light. So what is better in that situation? Should a person light early, or should a person light later on after Chatzos? In that situation, it's better to light early rather than to light later on after Chatzos. So if a person has a choice between those two options, that's what he should do. Is stuck between those two options, that's what he should do. Erev Shabbos also a person lights from Plaga Mincha. Again, a person has to put enough oil, candle, etc. At least one of the candles, some of the oil should be enough there that it should last. And so 1/2 hour after Tzeis HaKochavim. It means you're lighting 1/2 hour before sunset, the whole period of sunset until Tzeis HaKochavim, until it gets totally dark. Then another 1/2 hour after that, you're putting an oil, at least about 2 hours worth of oil in there, make sure that it's going to last about that amount of time. Just one last halacha in regards to... if a person is going to be lighting, and we're talking about the time, when to light, proper time to light, and Motzi Shabbos, there's a conflict between Havdalah and Halachas Neiris. Which one goes first? So the halacha is in the shul, you light Neiris Chanukah, and then you say Havdalah. At home, Mr. Burr says there's two different opinions which one goes first, and either way you do it is fine. The Aruch HaShulchan says that in the home, actually the minig, he says, is the opposite, that first you do Havdalah, and then you do Halakas Neiris. Have a good morning and have a good Shabbat.